All right, welcome to Talking Comics. As you can tell, we are not in our studio. No, I was thinking get more light, but all right, whatever. It is what it is. Oh, that would be a pain. All right, move over a little bit more. There we go. Perfect. All right, welcome to episode 94. We're going to do a quick episode. We're in the hotel in Traverse City, Michigan. We have spent the last 2 days working hard.
Yeah, manual labor.
Manual labor. We started with doing some just blank paper, just writing, feel it, play with it. Whoops. We, you know, played with paper. We did some sample printing on different papers. And we're like, oh, we like to feel this one. We like to feel this one. We've printed all the covers. We did a lot. Like, I got a whole stack of stuff here. Different covers. How the ink lays on the covers. And whether it's, you know, darker or lighter or whatever. Literally, this was all just like cover, playing with covers. And we were able to save a lot of time because we were able to sit there and play with it. And, you know, if we would have ordered a sample and then waited for it to come in and not liked it or got it several ones, picked them, come back. I mean, we saved a lot of time. And then we did the same thing with interior paper, trying to pick, you know, which interior paper we liked the most. And then we did a sample print and we're like, okay, well, this page needs to shift a little bit or this needs to change. Or, you know, we were able to sit there and actually like play with it and fold it and, you know, have it in our hands, which was a really cool experience. We went through a whole pile of iterations of different stuff, covers and colors and all kinds of stuff. I mean, then we got to the point today where we were printing. We picked the paper out yesterday. We had to wait for the paper to show up. And then we printed one, made a couple more little tweaks on the interior. But then after we did all the cover, we printed all the covers. And then they went and they scored all the covers so, you know, it would fold. So that was really cool. We got to score them all. We'll have some cool video of this too. I've got a video of every step. Yes, I mean, we did, you know, just a whole, we have a whole pile just from our samples and tests to, yeah, something, right? To actually, you know, getting the comic printed and, you know, in our hands. So we were able, we have all of our copies printed. We were able to do the last step, which was really cool, which was I got to feed it through the stapler and trimmer. So it stapled, put the staples in, folded it, and trimmed the edge. And I thought that was really cool. So we got to do that to all the books. So, of course, we've got the first ones that come off, the very first one. I think I already put a video out about it on our socials. No, that was not. I don't have that one here right this second. But, you know, we were able to do, I marked them like first one, last one. You know, those are, you know, sentimental ones that we'll keep, you know, but here it is. I mean, like we have cover A is done. Like it's a full book, very high quality paper, probably too high a quality, to be honest. But it's very high quality. Feels good. It looks amazing. So, you know, we got cover A, we got cover B.
And I like the paper
Yeah.
It boxes so it feels good together.
Yep, cover C. Cover D. Yeah, cover D. These are mostly the last ones that came off the machine of each cover. Where's E? E, this is E. The one turned out really good. Her cover, Annika's cover, came out really good. It's a virgin cover. And then the last, cover that Mike submitted turned out amazing. I haven't really got to share this one much, but there it is. It's I love the quote at the bottom. Panel Pete's like, "It's not your comic, it's mine." And he made us, little superheroes. So I thought that was really cool. But it's done. Like we have copies in our hands. Like
Will be to sell.
they're for sale. Like they will be for sale soon. We're gonna launch the Kickstarter next week. We got a couple days to drive home. We'll leave tomorrow. We're gonna possibly meet up with T.S. Luther. That might be pretty cool because he's kind of on our way home. Get about halfway home or so tomorrow, and then we'll be home hopefully on Sunday. But we have boxes of comics in our car, ready to go. So we'll start shipping some out to, Mike, of course. Mike's gonna get his. All the people that helped create a cover, they're gonna get one. I'm gonna start handing them out to, like, TS is gonna get one. Anybody that's in the let me use the cover in the book, will definitely is gonna get a copy of this cover as well. So and I'm gonna work on probably writing a little hand note.
Wait.
There is a plane. We're close to an airport, but we're driving. But we wanted to, I wanted to do a little bit more, as far as interviewing, well, at the shop, but he was busy and we were helping him. He would run 100 comics interiors and go and cut them, and then we'd go feed him and he'd go run another job. And we didn't want to interrupt, but thank you so much to Allegra Printing, Traverse City, Chris and Kate. They've been amazing. We got to have dinner with them last night. We're going over to their house for dinner tonight. Hang out for a bit, but it's done. We got to get some other stuff. There's stickers and prints and stuff. We just ran out of time today. So we'll order that and he'll ship it to me next week. So yeah, what did you think about the experience? What was your
It was great. It was fun. It was really fun. I wasn't sitting on the floor bored.
Yep, weren't sitting on the floor bored. Okay.
It was fun getting to like pick up the comments and like package them in the boxes.
Yep, she would. So I was at one end of the machine feeding them into the stapler, and she was at the other end, stacking them nicely, putting them in boxes and stuff. So that was cool. It's crazy. This has been a project that I started back in like August, or maybe a little bit or sooner. So September, October, November, December. About 7, 8 months. Pretty much from idea to finished product. So it's really cool that we have a finished comic book. Like, this is crazy. Like, I never thought
It's great.
it looked, I've seen these pages 100 times each, if not more, as Mike sent them to me, and then doing the layout and working on it, but it looks so much cooler in person. Just like every other time I say I read a comic, I'd much rather read it in person, and it looks so much better than it did on the screen. Not that it didn't look good on the screen, it just looked that much better on the interior. We'll show you maybe a interior page here, a full 2-page spread. with some of the covers that we were able to use. It's just, Panel Pete, he comes alive. He lives in a comic book. Now it's really a live thing. I'd have to say running the getting to run that machine today was pretty cool. Getting to pick out the paper yesterday was a lot of fun,
Yeah.
making that decision. I think, like I said, we may have picked too good a quality paper, but it's a very quality put together book. The staples,
It's
it's
great.
smooth. I mean, it's just amazing. The machines work great.
We use the digging for.
We did kind of use the digger. I think we got close, but I mean, it's thank you again, Allegra Printing. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for allowing us to take over your shop for a couple days to go through this process. I've got Right, we did the conference table. Yep.
A bunch of paper and just like, this one's nice, but this one's even better. But this one is, but this one rips easy.
So,
It has so pretty.
I'm very happy with the way it turned out. I think it's a quality product. Not thrown together. It's not cheap. It's a quality put together product. For $7 to $15, depending on the cover, because there's different ratios and rarities. This is an exclusive. Nicole, yeah, she's sitting on an air conditioner. I'm sitting in a chair. So we're in our hotel. We're gonna pack up and get ready. We're gonna go to dinner. I'll try to put this episode out. I'll try to add some footage from today. We had the iPad set up and just recording different parts of the process on my phone. I put a little bit out already. But yeah, this has been a cool experience.
Okay, I have an idea. You want to do question time?
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time.
Real quick.
Oh, your Panel Pete.
Panel Pete.
That Panel Pete or Al?
Ooh. Al's based off me, so I would have to pick Al.
Al or Samantha?
So we don't actually name the bullies in the comic book. She named them Samantha and Tom. We didn't actually put a name to them in the book. But so Samantha or who?
Samantha and Tom.
Right, no. What was the this or
Oh, Al or Samantha.
Al for sure.
Al and Tim or Tom.
Tim. Who's
Tom
Tim?
and Tom. I
Who's
said Tom.
Tom? Oh, the other bully. Al for sure.
It's really like Al.
Yeah, well, it's
Al
based off
snake.
me. Oh, Al, I don't like snakes.
Tom's cat.
Al, don't like cats.
Al or Billy Magic?
Billy Knight's pretty cool, but still going Al. Now you're running out of characters.
But I am Al or the lunch
I was about
lady.
to say, you have to include the lunch lady. She's probably one of everybody's favorite characters. Yeah, the lunch lady's hilarious in this book. I'll
What's
show a little bit. This is the lunch lady right here. So, yeah, I think so. I'm still gonna go Al. All right, so you do it. Billy or Panel Pete?
Okay.
Panel Pete or Samantha?
Okay.
Panel Pete or Tom? Panel Pete or Al?
Okay. See, I get to see you.
Panel Pete or Billy the Knight? Panel Pete or the Snake? Really? Panel Pete is the Snake.
Exactly.
So it's still Panel Pete. All right, panel Pete or lunch lady? Lunch lady? Yeah, lunch lady's pretty cool. She's funny. She's only got a couple panels, but she's really funny.
Mom.
Billy's parents. Yeah, Billy's parents are in the book. So panel Pete or lunch lady or the parents? Lunch lady. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. We got a, it's a cool message. We even put a little stop bullying little page at the back. And then we've got a new ad page on the back, inside back. Well, we got the cover gallery and then the new ad page with some of the people that we've interviewed, plus off front and center. So yeah, there you go. Billy's Bad Day, Chronicles of Panel Pete. It's here. All the covers are here. They do not have this book yet, but maybe one day they will. So yeah, here we go. I appreciate everybody. Like I said, thanks again to Traverse City. Allegra, Traverse City. Thanks, Traverse City. It's been a good time. Has it snowed while we're here? We see a bunch of snow. It snowed in DC on our way up here. Been a good week. So we're gonna, I'm pretty hungry, so we're gonna go get dinner. So thank you all for watching, and we'll see you next time. We don't just talk about comics, we made one.
It's called the Chronicles of Panel Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free preview of the Chronicles of Panel Pete by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.